Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am not Joe Messina. I'm Eric Halaby, your guest host. Check us out at the website, therealside.com. Get on Tweet. Get on and tweet. Right? And also get on to Parler. I want you guys to start getting through to the left and let them know there's competition. All right? You can also give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. The left needs to know that you are there. They think you are deplorable. I mean, that's a nice word to say in this group. They think you're gullible. They think that you are sheep, maybe two steps above sheep, but not much. And how do we know this? Because the third leading cause of death in the United States that most doctors don't even want you to know about. Uh-oh. Wait, is he talking about COVID? Nope. Well, first, let's talk about this. We have heart disease and cancer, that's number one and two. Kind of hard to say cancer simply because there's so many different types of cancers. It's kind of like saying automobiles, right, or vehicles. There's so many different types of vehicles. Well, cancer is the same thing. So many different types, but certainly, hey, listen, it's the number one. Then you have heart disease. Well, that's pretty self-explanatory. So what might be the third? Anywhere between 250,000 people a month, a year, to as many as 440,000 people a year. I was trying to do the math real quick in my head. Around 20 to 35,000 people a month die from this horrible, horrible event, thing, disease. My God, what is happening that is killing 440,000 people? Americans, every single year. I think we need to ban it. I certainly think we need to watch it. We need to get some hands on it. We need to get somebody to pay attention. Let's get a task force. I think that's the first thing. And let's keep numbers strolling. I want a counter. I want to see it on CNN. You notice those things are gone, by the way, huh? Isn't that interesting? The counters are gone. The reminder, the in-your-face on MSNBC of how many people are dying every single day, huh, it's gone. At least it's not the same as it used to be. But isn't it interesting? We don't have a counter on something that is somewhere between 250,000 people a year and as many as 400. What is it? Medical malpractice. What? Let's start banning hospitals. I think we should ban doctors. That's my next thing. We need to ban doctors and hospitals because they are killing nearly as many as a half a million people a year. Medical errors are the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer. Now, wait a second. Doesn't sound like that's really something that we can do, is it? Currently, the CDC uses a deaths collection system that only tallies causes of death occurred from diseases, morbid conditions, and injuries. And so where does this number come from? It comes from the American Medical Association. I mean, hey, guys, that means a John Hopkins study that claims between 250 and 440,000 per year, that's self-reporting. That means if they're telling on themselves, chances are pretty good they might be. Look, if they are going to fudge it one way, push it one way, I'm thinking they're going to push it towards the lower side. Just a guess. And so, if this is the case, well, I want to hear about your COVID stories. If you have been tested positive for COVID and you never took the test, right? I've got eight of those now that I personally know. They actually signed up to take the test. They never showed up for different reasons, scheduling reasons. They didn't show up. The line was long. They just decided to leave. And they got a letter a couple days later. Hey, you tested positive. And that's those numbers, by the way, guys. That's that ticker that you see on the top of CNN or Fox where they just keep running that ticker. Oh, my gosh. Any minute now, it's coming down the street. Or how about a friend of mine? It's real tragic. I certainly do not mean to make light of it, but I think you need to know about it. A friend of mine whose granddaughter and he were in a car accident. He and his wife and his granddaughter and the little one-year-old died in the car accident. Super tragic, horrible thing. They did surgery all night to try to save her. She passed in the morning. Heartbreaking to all of us. A couple weeks later, he gets a death certificate. What does it say? Yep. You guess it, COVID. How about a friend of the family who had a relative that passed away and then had a check handed to them and said, hey, listen, let us put COVID. We'll give you $5,000 if you allow us to put COVID on the death certificate. Or how about a relative of mine who had a stroke this time last year before COVID was even a thing, before the Wuhan flu came to the United States. It was still sitting in a lab in Wuhan. Before it came to the United States, a relative of mine had a stroke. They went to the hospital. They passed early in the year. Surprised it was COVID. Person was basically a vegetable in the hospital. Was on life support, if you will, before passing, before COVID even existed. Listen, I'm not saying people aren't getting sick. I have had friends that have been really sick. What I'm saying is, why is it you think that through this coup attempt, why is it that the real conversation about coronavirus, about the impact of the Wuhan flu and what that does to you and me and all of us? Yes, it's horrible. Have you seen people die of spinal meningitis? Of course it's horrible. But why did they lie to us? Because I know they did. You know they did. Let's talk about it. You can give me a call. 855-732-5563. Give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE. The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Arif Halaby. Go to the website, therealside.com. Get on Twitter. Get on Parler. Let us know your thoughts. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count discount bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Welcome back to The Real Side. The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Sarah Fallaby. Check us out and go to the website, TheRealSide.com. You know, that was Mrs. Omar. Ilhan Omar. Very sweet of her to talk about losing civil liberties. Was she talking about the folks in Sharia law? I'm not sure. Was she talking about the women that were, forced into sex slavery at 12, 14 years old throughout Afghanistan and Somalia? I'm not sure. Whose civil liberties she was talking about? Be worth it for you to check it out and let us know. Hey, listen, we're talking about Johns Hopkins University. In 2018, came out with a study that said between 250,000 and 440,000 Americans die every single year from medical malpractice. And these medical errors are the third leading cause of death. Now, this is, of course, before coronavirus, so they're going to throw this in there. But I'm telling you of personal experiences where these numbers are wrong. Maybe I'm the only one in the country. Give us a call. If you've been diagnosed wrongly with COVID or you've had a family member, I heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend, right? This isn't an 80s song. I want to know if it's you or a family member, somebody that you can tell me firsthand that was diagnosed positive with coronavirus and yet maybe never took the test. Or somebody who was paid. We got reports of people being paid $5,000 to allow us to put coronavirus on the death certificate so that you can, in fact, they can collect money from the federal government. The amount of forgery and fraud when you add money, when you put money to this, the amount of small and medium-sized hospitals across the country. And maybe some of you are or not are aware, but in the summertime or early summer, May, June, the United States started flooding in folks from Mexico to be treated in the southern part of the United States. Yep. In fact, hundreds, if not thousands of people a week were flooding into Tucson, all the way up to Phoenix, San Diego, all the way up to Sacramento, California, up through Texas, New Mexico. You had folks that were coming to the United States. Listen, a lot of folks were dying in Mexico. It's righteous. They were dying. They had zero, very lousy medical treatment in some of the northern border towns. So they came to the United States. Instead of having an asterisk next to those deaths or those cases and saying, oh, by the way, these aren't American cases. These are Mexican cases. They should count for Mexicans total, not ours. Instead, they said, oh, we got a summer surge. Let's lock down. Now, I tell you this because, oh, my gosh, if this is real, let's think about this for a minute. And listen, I'm not saying the virus isn't real. It's a real thing. I'm saying the panic, the exaggeration, something is wrong. I don't know what. I know this is not, you know, politically correct. Even conservatives are sitting in their home with their head in a, you know, I don't know, you try to squeeze it into cozy where you're with your soda pop. I get it. You guys are scared. But when you drive by yourself in a car with gloves and a mask. Listen, I can't help you with logic. You guys know I spent nearly 11 years as a Los Angeles policeman before a big car accident. Listen, we were taught to read people. You're taught logic. That's the one thing that law enforcement has. They may not have book knowledge. Oh, a PhD. I don't care. They can read people. They know when something's wrong. They can tell you something's fishy. They may not always know the end of the story right up front. There's something wrong. And you guys know it. Women, you guys have it. It's called women's intuition. I think men have it, too. They have it. It's a gut instinct, we call it, whatever it is. Women's intuition. Trust it, ladies. You know something is wrong. Because when the coronavirus, which has been studied, by the way, folks, for 20-plus years, it's not a new thing, and when Fauci and the Attorney General of the United States, the beginning of the year, say, not even the beginning, February, March. Go outside, don't wear a mask, we're not wearing masks, you would never wear a mask. That's the worst thing you can do. When friends of mine were at the CDC, they said, you do not wear a mask with the coronavirus. And yet the politicians find this way as a way to control you. Why do I say that? Very simply, just take a look at a couple of days ago. One of the largest states in the union, California, Gavin Newsom, is at a party without a mask and without social distance. If that man was privy to information about how deadly this was, and we could die at any minute, any second, guys, it's coming around the corner, do you think he would put himself in that position? Well, I will sacrifice my life for a birthday party. I will stand before all to celebrate this party and come on. I'm telling you, the politicians don't believe it. Why? Lori Lightfoot goes in Chicago. She gets her hair done. And when confronted, the gall, the arrogance, and as my parents might say, the shame that one should have felt, which was pretty simple. Oh, you're right. I shouldn't have done it. Do you think she thought, oh, at any minute I could die of coronavirus, but it's worth getting my hair done? And she says, listen, I'm a public figure. It's different for me. I'm in front of the camera every day. I'm supposed to get my hair done. Are you kidding me? And you guys did not stone her or throw tomatoes or run her out on a rail or tar and feather, whatever the Wild West of days of old. Everybody goes, yeah, you're right. She's better than us. Of course she should get her hair done. And the queen of all hypocrisy, Nancy Pelosi, walks through, makes an appointment for her own hair to get done, and folks, without a mask. If she thought she could die at any minute, being in her 80s, let alone your age, do you think she would have went and got her hair? It's worth it to get my hair done. I will sacrifice my life for my hair. Come on! Listen, of course people are dying. They die from car accidents, from lupus. They die from Hodgkin's lymphoma. I mean, listen, it's a horrible death. I've seen cancer patients pass away, friends and family. I get it. But we're supposed to shut down the entire country? You're supposed to not celebrate with your friends and family? Why? Because there's Thanksgiving. What will many, if not most of you, be doing? Thanking who? Maybe once a year you were going to pray. Maybe this once a year you will pray over your food and you will thank God. Is there any connection between them saying, we don't want Thanksgiving? That tends to breed a little bit of faith, tends to breed a little bit of, well, maybe, just maybe, I am not the king of California or of New York City or New York State. I mean, the arrogance, I get the whole Italian, I'm a tough guy arrogance Cuomo has in New York. I'll punch him in the nose, I'll take you in the back. I get it. We've all been on the schoolyard. But, buddy, you are the governor of New York. And you sent people to their death. Is there not any shame? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give me a call. Go to therealside.com. Check us out at the website. I'm Arif Halaby, your guest host. Joe Messina will be back tomorrow, and we'll be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech announced Wednesday that after the completion of the Phase 3 trial of their coronavirus vaccine, it was found to be 95% effective without serious safety concerns observed. Pfizer says they will ask the Food and Drug Administration for an emergency use approval at the end of the week. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines should be ready to go by the end of the year.
By the end of December, we expect to have about 40 million doses of these two vaccines available for distribution.
That's good news coming on a grim day in the pandemic as the country passes 250,000 confirmed deaths from COVID. There was an average of 1,167 deaths from the disease per day last week. Another 77,000 Americans remain hospitalized with the disease. This is USA Radio News.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
I'm Eric Hallaby. Thanks for staying with me. Joe Messina will be back tomorrow. And, hey, listen, thanks, Joe, for letting me fill in. I appreciate you guys allowing me to be a part of your evening. Get into the chat rooms. Let us know what you're thinking. Get into Facebook. Get into Twitter. Get into Parler. It's an amazing opportunity, I think, for you to help launch a much more fair and organized platform. In fact, you can be a part of it. All right, so give that a shot. All right, listen, we're talking about the coronavirus, and is it as serious as they're saying? And if the politicians and the medical facilities that are out there, the medical staff, if they actually believed it, would they be doing what they're doing? In other words, if you think this is going to eliminate, kill the world, kill a healthy young male, female, shouldn't we be doing things differently? Okay, so let's talk about this. I ask quite a few medical professionals I know, many of them as clients. I'm a financial professional by trade, retired Los Angeles policeman. So I happen to know a few of them. Some of them are clients. And I ask them, I said, hey, what do you think about mask wearing? There's a lot of controversy. What do you think? So I'm going to give you the compilation. I'm going to give you certainly not what one of them, but there's around 22 that I've asked. And they say this. They said, first I say, should we as citizens be wearing a mask day to day? Okay, so when I ask that question, first they stop laughing. And this is the general response. Not all of them, but generally they stop laughing and they chuckle a little bit, they smirk, and they say, listen, Eric, if we're telling you that there's a virus on this side of the mask or that side, in other words, it's keeping me from you or you from me, from getting the disease. In other words, the virus is right there. It's around the corner. Then that mask is not supposed to go on your rearview mirror. It's not supposed to go in your purse or your briefcase or your pocket. Sit on your countertop. Why? Because there's virus. Touched it. Put it here. Touched my pen on the counter. Well, that's why you're supposed to wash your hands. Here's what they say. They said, Eric, look, the reason we wear masks when we go in a room and out of a room is because immediately we take it off because it could have some disease or something on it. And if the medical profession that is currently getting all of the media, not most of them, most of them are shut down. You know, most of them are quieted, right? They have a career. They have student loans. They don't want to be shut down out of their career. They don't want to be chased away. from their practice. And so what do? They said, Eric, when was the last time you were taught how to wear PPE, personal protection equipment? When were you taught how to wear a mask or gloves? I said, I don't know, never. I mean, I think I know how to use it, but I just watch people. He said, exactly. Because you're supposed to take it off every time you change the people you are around. That means you walk into a room with three people, you have to put on a different mask, a different set of gloves. You don't touch your face, don't touch your mask. You walk out of the room and you have two different people in the room, and maybe one of them goes with you, but there's a whole new one that's all... You take that mask off, you put on a fresh one. And where does the mask go? If we think that son of a gun has virus on it, where does it go? In the trash. In a red trash bin. In a burn bag. In a bag that is supposed to have a red toxic waste. It's incinerated at... I don't know, I'm going to make up a number, 5,000 degrees. That son of a gun will have every living organism in it burned. Or, it's the same mask you wear in and out and over and here and there. So, if it is a real, if it's supposed to really happen, that the mask is making a difference, you guys, I want you to think about this for a second. Look how quickly, the thing that scares the daylights out of me is how quickly you all fell into being cheap. How quickly somebody who is a political figure who gets their hair done because they're a political figure, and I'm a public figure, how quickly they can use big words and the emergency of this and an order from this health department. And they use whatever licensing organization that owns you. Your nursing license, your contractor's license, your insurance business license, your sales, your hair cutting, you know, beautician, cosmetology, whatever license that your liquor license, whatever gives you the privilege from your public servants, whatever their privilege of allowing you to work, they will threaten it or take it away. Health department will quarantine. Really? That's what you have to do today? Is to keep people from working out. They're going to have a heart attack. The weight people have gained, have you not seen their cholesterol? You think that? I think that is a much bigger problem than some 27-year-old who works out in a gym getting coronavirus, getting sick for 3 days, and getting back to work. Oh, but he could pass it to his mother. Well, then fine. His mother, if she has comorbidities, have her wear the mask. You just told me it's supposed to be effective. Have her wear it. Oh, grandmother, have grandma wear it. You're the one that said it's effective. She should be wearing it. If she has issues, if she's around people, then let her wear it. Well, I need to go to church. Well, no, you can't go to church because you can't sing. You can't do anything. 6 feet apart. Did I mention something about not wanting you to be around for Thanksgiving? We are thanking for what was given to us. Does that have anything to do with this wholesale attack? And if the politicians really believe this, if they think this is really a thing, then 2 days ago, Gavin Newsom would not be at the finest French restaurant, it's called the French Laundry. Right? He would not be at the restaurant without a mask and next to people as if he has some superhuman, maybe that's what it is. He is Superman, super immunity. If it was this serious, Governor Cuomo's little brother, what was his name, Freddie or Frankie or, forget, Fritzy? I don't remember. Governor Cuomo's little brother would not be seen with COVID, right? Remember that phony thing coming out of the basement of CNN? I am back. I have quarantined. He would not have been seen in the heat of his quarantine at his home that's under construction. Many miles away, he went there without a mask, and a guy riding his bicycle said, hey, aren't you Mr. Cuomo from CNN, and don't you have COVID, and what are you doing outside? And boy, did he get his bully, right? He got the little brown shirt conversation. Do you know who I am? I'm going to beat you. I'm going to punch you. You want a piece of me? Right, you see, because that's how they think. The left cannot convince you with facts. They have to bully you, threaten to take away your license, your regulatory rules, your whatever it is where their power comes in, instead of the old days, right? I may not agree with what you say, but I will defend to the death the right for you to say it. Remember that conversation? Why is it that you think that they have entered into this world where they have to be bullies? Because, look, you see it. You see it with the today's brown shirts called Antifa, Black Lives Matter. Right? You're allowed to wear a BLM mask at Starbucks, but you can't wear a pro-Trump mask at Starbucks. You can't wear a pro-America, pro-police, pro-back the blue. Don't do that at Starbucks. Heaven forbid. What do you mean, the police? What, do you think a Starbucks is going to be robbed in the next, 2 weeks? And who are they going to call? The Department of Water and Power? Who are they going to call? The DMV? Motor vehicles? No, they're going to call the police. Some of the most hypocritical group of organization, an organization that you've ever seen, is how the left uses violence to convince you that coronavirus and COVID and all that conversation is dirty, ugly, mean, watch out, it's coming to get you, except if you are at a French restaurant. Well, I mean, I don't make the rules. Oh, unless you're getting your hair done in San Francisco. No. Lori Lightfoot says it does not matter because she is a public figure. So she is allowed to get her hair done. I'm in front of the camera all the time. Do you know who I am? Listen, the moment we went past the flatten the curve conversation, and you guys fell for it, and so did I. It's about flattening the curve. We gave the benefit of the doubt to, quote, the healthcare emergency. Okay, I got it. I'm in. I'm a team player. I don't want to get sick. I get it. So, we have the healthcare state of emergency. Let's flatten the curve. Suddenly, we flatten the curve in, what, 3.5, 4 weeks, and people said, uh-oh, any minute now, we should be back to normal, and they found a new way to change the rules. And you and I fell for it. We let them. And some of you even voted for them again this election. Shame on you. When we come back, we're going to continue on the coronavirus. Is it as serious as they're saying? I don't know. The Real Side with Joe Messina. We'll find out, though. Give us a call. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm Eric Howell.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are some messed up white people.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Eric Halliday. Joe will be back tomorrow. Hey, give us a check at the website. Hey, I'd like to see you in the chat rooms as well. You can go to the website, therealside.com. Call us at 855-REAL-JOE. We're taking your calls, 855-732-5563. As I mentioned, I'm Arif Halaby. Look, part of our conversations in my, I guess, what, 16 years? Next month will be 16 years on radio. Part of my conversations with you across these, nearly two decades has been about the understanding of truth. I get it if you like purple better than blue. If you think vanilla is better than chocolate, Ford is better than Chevy, I understand all that. We can agree to disagree. But just don't call a Volkswagen a Porsche, right? Don't call a Ferrari a nice little Fiat. They are different automobiles. We're going to never agree to disagree. I'm just going to call you wrong. Just like you would for me if I was to say up is down or left is right or black is white. You would say something is wrong. But what's happening across the board is the moment you have any kind of conversation or disagreement, or you question something like, huh, okay, so wait a second. We have to listen, we're flattening the curve. We're going to have to shut down businesses. I get it. When I would have believed them, had the politicians said, listen, none of us are paying anybody. The entire state, You guys are going to work for free. We're going to, all the political leaders, all of the elected officials, zero paychecks. I mean, give me something. But the governors of all these states, the mayors of all these cities, these people with real or phony doctors in front of their first name, right? They're a doctor in social sciences, and we call them doctors, and they're their health care advisor. Look, we have one in Los Angeles County. We have one in the state of California. They're kind of, sort of, maybe doctors. Don't pay them. You're not paying the hairstylist. You're not paying the restaurant owners, the bar owners. You're not paying countless individuals. If this is a real thing and we are in it together, gosh darn it, we will defeat this together. We are stronger together. I get it. But I didn't bring my boots, so stop the baloney, right? Stop the BS. My shoes are getting dirty here, people. I paid a lot of money for these things. I like them. I like my shoes. I don't like your BS, because I bought it. I bought it for the first 4.5 weeks, 3.5 weeks, when you said flatten the curve, I did it. And then you claim some emergency powers, Mrs. Gretchen, Michigan governor lady. What? Excuse me? No boats? You can't have a boat on the lake because the wind could pass. Did you fail 8th grade science? A virus is barely a living object. A virus is very sensitive. In other words, it will die with friction, change in heat or cold, change in temperature rapidly, a change in all sorts of pressure. I mean, gosh. A virus, I get it. Listen, it's deadly. You don't have to go to the extreme to make some crazy point. I understand people die. It's sad. I've seen it. It's horrible. I get it. But Gretchen Whitmer, why is it that your husband gets to order his boat to go down to the marina and you just get to say sorry? Why is it Gavin Newsom gets to go to a restaurant and say, I will make better choices. I take personal responsibility. What the heck does that mean? Are you writing a check to somebody? Are you going to go sit in the corner for time out? You don't get your dessert tonight. You have to eat double vegetables. What is the responsibility? Where do you get in trouble? What does that mean? I take responsibility. Bad decision. No kidding. As they say, no kidding, Sherlock. You guys know the other word I won't use on my friends on FCC radio. I get it. You made a mistake. Or, you really don't believe this, and we caught you, and it's okay. Listen, everybody tries to pull a trick on somebody once in a while. Look at YouTube. You can see every day there's this little prankster, and she opens the refrigerator, and some water falls on her head, or the guy goes to hit a golf ball, and it's really, you know, chalk and poof, and ha ha ha, we get it, the joke is over. Why is it that you get to continue to be in office, and you have any credibility? Any, zero. Why do you have 1 ounce of credibility when it comes to, I need to wear a mask and I have to shut my business down and my employees don't get paid and what do we get to tell them for Christmas? Sorry, here's some coal? Or do you want an orange? And why are you guys not in the streets? Right? BLM kids with their student loan money and Antifa with their trust funds and their credit cards and their Apple Pay. Why aren't you threatening these people? Why don't you dox some of these leaders and go bug them when they're trying to have dinner? Right? I'm not for violating any law anywhere, anytime. But excuse me, ma'am, Seattle, Portland, why is it okay again to destroy property that I've worked my whole life for, and I invest everything, and I work 20 hours a day, and I built my business, whether it's a liquor store or a barber shop, or whether it's a dry cleaner? Why, I worked my whole life for this. My dad came to this country, guys, legally, as a legal immigrant. And the left tries to get you to switch the words around. And it's a bunch of far lefty, progressive leaders that are using these people. Just you wait. The far left will eat itself. Antifa hates the current Democrat Party. stand by, because only one of them can live by the end of next year. Whether Kamala Harris uses them as her frontline force, as her enforcers. Remember when they go out in front of the public and they say, this is bad, don't do this anymore, this is not good, don't do this. And then behind the scenes, all of the things that they do to push the agenda through force, to intimidate you, to scare you, to take away your liquor license, to take away your license, your health department license, to take away your ability to operate, to work. Listen, I applaud the mayors, the governors. I applaud you guys that say, you know what, no thank you. We're not interested in shutting down our economy again. Texas and Florida. Right? Florida has a law that is pushing. It says, you want to be one of those Antifa thugs and come to my property. You can protest all day long. Stay in the street. Protest. You come on my property, you start destroying it or threatening me and my family, I can now take action, not only physically to defend my family from an imminent threat, but I can sue you. I can sue everybody up the chain. You guys have to stand up. I'm sorry. I wish it wasn't that way. I wish it was the day of your parents, your grandparents, the day of old where you had a wonderful time and you walked to the corner store and got a Slurpee. I get it. I wish it was that day. Surprise, sorry, it's not. You want your kids to live in a life of intimidation and threats? Because that's the way it is. Those that threaten the most, those that scream the loudest, those that have this depth of conversation about how racist you are. You know who wins out of this whole conversation? The real racists. The David Dukes. The Louis Farrakhans. Because they actually get what they want. They wanted separate black graduations at Yale. They wanted separate dorms at Stanford and at Harvard. They wanted to have these black study programs where white people have to sit in the middle of the mush pot and have things thrown at them. And they have to sit there with their stringy, wet hair in the middle and claim the shame. That's what they want. And guess what? Society stood by and gave it to them. Society gave them, through this coronavirus phoniness. Again, it's a real virus. Real people get sick. So does the flu. So does the mumps and the measles, which are way more contagious, by the way. Yeah, it's sad. But when you have medical doctors lying on death certificates, when you have coroners and hospital administrators lying, telling people that were killed in car accidents or motorcycle accidents or stabbing, this is all firsthand information, by the way, putting on their death certificate that they died of COVID. And you're like, well, was the COVID on the end of that knife? I just want to know. Or was the asphalt made of COVID when their motorcycle crashed? Because if that's the only way that the hospitals are getting paid, you really don't think that some of these numbers might be inflated? Listen, guys I'm speaking to, they expect 60 to 80% of these numbers to be wrong. That means this is no worse than a bad flu or maybe even a so-so flu. Horrible, sad. You guys need to stand up. If you have information like that, you can give us a call. You can talk to us. Listen, you're not going to get it on social media because they're going to shut you down. But get on the Parler. Get on to some of those other chat sites that are legitimate, that are fair. Or you can give us a call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. I'm Arif Halaby. Get onto the chat room. Go to the website, therealside.com. Love to hear from you. Stay with me. We have 1 hour next. Bit of a surprise for you, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. As we talk about the topics of the day. Listen, I'm Arif Halaby, The Real Side with Joe Messina. He'll be back tomorrow. 855-REAL-JOE, 732-5563. Stay with us.